I regularly get asked, is it important to build personal brand or the business brand? And definitely personal brand has to come first. It has to be you that's standing in front, out in front of your business. People want to identify the person behind the business. I mean, you look at someone like Richard Branson, who has millions of followers, but the Virgin brand has only a few hundred thousand. You don't have necessarily be as famous as Richard Branson, but you look at all your actors and entertainers, it's their personal brand, as it needs to be for you. People will remember you as opposed to your brand. Customers have with an emotional relationship with a brand have a 306% higher lifetime value and will recommend your business, they'll recommend you at a higher rate of 71%. Let's have a look at five different ways that you might be able to build your own personal brand. And doing so means that you have more interaction, you get found, you get noticed, and then you get results. So the first thing is bold branding, meaning not bold colors, not a super duper logo, and all of that is an important background thing, but it means that you have to put yourself out there and have the courage to absolutely do that. So discover how bold choices will make a difference of you being seen, and it sets you apart from the competition. So how can you be seen? How can you turn up at an event? How can you become a skilled speaker and speak at events? That's the type of thing I'm talking about, being bold, putting yourself out there in front of your business. So number two is relevant messaging. So understand how to keep your brand connected with your audience. And a lot of this is done with content and storytelling. One of the things that I work with, particularly when we do the personal branding and style retreat, is I help people tell their story. And I know everyone has a story within them. It's just a matter of pulling it out and figuring out how that story is relevant to them building a bigger brand, demonstrating the relevance of that story into what they're doing and how they're having the success or how they may have the skill base that they want to highlight from that story. It's absolutely one of my favorite things to be able to do because a lot of people don't realize just how much value they have within themselves until someone like me comes along and is able to extract that and put and help them use their words to put into a story that will resonate with the audience. And that becomes really relevant messaging then because people want to understand the people that they're dealing with. The third part, number three, is having an authentic identity. And storytelling definitely will build that authenticity. We want something that is loved and trusted by your prospective clients. And again, it's getting to know you personally. You see, it's coming back to this all the time, doesn't it? And it is that the message behind the message of this is me. And if, when you're brave enough to put yourself out there, that becomes very authentic. But being able to learn how to have the skills to speak well and to have the opportunities to stand on stages or stand in front of people, to be able to in the sales process, and this is something I worked in sales for over 40 years and coached high performing sales teams. And you can tell a salesperson, and everyone goes, oh, the little air quotes, when they're being sold to. We don't, no one wants to be sold to. We want to deal with someone who is authentic and real. And knowing how to do that in a sales conversation is such an important factor. And it's something that I, work with my clients, overcoming that icky feeling about selling and sales so that they can feel very authentic and realize that they're never selling, they're solving problems. And the more problems you solve, the more success you have. But you need to know how to ask the right questions and then solve the right problems for the clients, not necessarily the ones they think they have. Number four is brand visibility. you've got to be out there, whether that is on social media. And I know it's all those things that people aren't comfortable with, but getting out there and getting your message across, being able to pitch the right message and knowing how to stand up in front of, say, a networking group, and you've got 60 seconds to deliver a really concise pitch. And the time then is to, if you can fit in a story in that 60 seconds, and that story evolves about how you help people, not what you do, but how you help people, though not what products you have, but how you help people, then you'll be very, very successful, and it will build that visibility. And it's the same with all of your marketing. It has that same essence behind it of how you help people, not what your business does. And number five is resilient branding. So equip your brand with determination to thrive through challenges. And this means going back to basics. It means setting up a great foundation for your business so that you know that as you take steps forward in your business, you've got this really solid foundation that will support you as you step out and take action. And part of that is through, you know, things that I work with clients is planning. That's such an important aspect. A lot of people just jump into things or spend money on different types of coaching or different types of software or websites, and it just might not be necessary. So I really help people figure out what is necessary, what is essential for them and their budget, so that they can do just invest in the things that are going to be able to assist them in the best possible way. And that'll help them avoid any of those setbacks and challenges from not taking the right steps. And that builds up a really resilient brand because you've got those foundations. A little bit croaky this morning. It is early morning that I'm recording this. I trust that you can take away those bold branding, have a relevant message, authentic identity, brand visibility, and brand resilient branding as those 5 points. If you're not sure about what steps you might need to take, then you are very welcome to book a discovery call, a strategy call, no obligation to it. We'll chat for 30 minutes and I hopefully will give you some ideas on where you might be able to take your business. Go to JeaneVosper.com and you'll see the link to that in these notes. Have a fabulous day, and remember, you have to step up to stand out.